But the pith of the party is not reached until the whole nation of you sits down in rocking chairs or lies down on their bellies in front of the 6-foot gulf of the fireplace. The presents are all stowed, heaped, and tucked away, stuck fast with corn balls. The last lamps are out. The fireplace dances on the ceiling. All the babies will be hushed and put away. All the younger fry will be more than half asleep. The toasted cheese and smoked herring will go round. Then, you had best find a fair substitute for my father. Give him the best chair in the house, and the way to find that is to push the cat out of it and let him tear. He will tell you about such people as the brilliant young ladies of Philadelphia, who had a piano too big to fit their house, so they put it on the porch and played on it through the open window. Then he will work his way to the Caliph of Baghdad, who had a daughter so homely that she had to wear a sack on her head when her suitors came a-wooing, and how she fell down a well and made herself a great fortune and won the handsomest husband that ever wore a turban. The firelight will get into your father's eyes and on his hair. He will move on from Baghdad to Big Bethel and tell you all how the Yankee campfires looked like the high Milky Way itself all night long before the battle. How the dew silvered every sleeping soldier's face and the stacked rifles as the dawn came up with the new day and death. And you will hug your knees and hear the wind outside going its rounds among the snowy pines. And you will listen on till the story you are hearing becomes a part of the old winds of the world and the motion of the bright stars. And probably it will take 2 uncles at least to carry you to bed.